We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Yeah.
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
And we are back.
Woo, happy Monday.
Fade it down, Curly.
Just about. Just a little bit.
Fade it down, Curly.
A little tiny bit.
Look at that. Fading down the pod, Mr. John Curley on the ones and twos. Stephen Langford and Anna Kagabaki's in with you on this amazing Monday morning because we haven't been in since Wednesday morning, I guess.
Yeah, Wednesday morning was the last day because 4th of July I was off, took the following day off after, so got to enjoy a nice 4th of July long weekend.
Yeah.
Did work a little bit, but that's okay. I know you did as well, too. So, but it was a good time. Did you have a good 4th?
I did have a good 4th. I didn't do anything except went to the A's game and watched Stranger Things. That's pretty much all I did.
I still haven't caught up. I haven't even watched it yet. I'm excited to watch it this next week. So I'll be watching next week. Have some time off next week, so I'll be binge watching for sure.
I mean, you got to find it when you can.
I know.
The two kids, right?
You know what's funny though? A lot of people are actually putting out the entire like review of the series already right now because you could binge watch it all. Which I'm just trying to avoid everything, basically. On
you got to.
You know.
You got to give it a shot. And the reason I bring up Stranger Things though is because on Friday night I plowed my way through that TV show, if that's the right verb to use. And then at 10:53 on July 5th, Friday night, 2019, I get an update from Twitter from Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports saying that Kawhi Leonard has been acquired by the Los Angeles Clippers. And then you're looking on Twitter and you're scrolling through it, and then you see Woj come in and report, oh, wait, Paul George is going to the Clippers, too. And they traded.
That just blew my mind
with
there.
The Oklahoma City Thunder. Is this really, like, you asked me this morning, where were you when this happened? Is this going to be one of those moments? I think, like, on July 4th, when Kevin Durant was signed to the Warriors, there's a lot of, you know, you remember where you were at that time.
Right.
And so is this going to be one of those moments in the future where you remember where you were when this trade went down?
It depends on what happens with Kawhi and Paul George and how they play with the Clippers and what kind of team they come together as. For me, obviously, personally, it's a little bit different with Kevin Durant because, you know, we're here in the Bay Area. We watch the Warriors. We focus on the Warriors and what it meant to creating a super team. I remember I was at the Danville 4th of July parade when the Kevin Durant news came down.
Okay.
But I will say, I do remember clearly, I was watching the movie Tag on Friday night. Great movie, by the way. Lots of fun. And then I look at my phone, and all of a sudden I see all these notifications saying, Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers, PG-13 joining. I was like, what? Wait. What just happened? I mean, I literally grabbed my phone and started like just scrolling through all these different stories and checking to make sure was it a fake or whatnot. But wow.
Right.
That was a shock to say the least.
And you're wondering what the haul was for Paul George and the Thunder. Excuse me.
You're right there?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's 5 in the morning. The Thunder end up receiving Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, 4 unprotected future draft picks in 2022, 2024, 2026, and also the Heat's 2021 pick, who the Clippers also got, but then also a protected first-round pick in 2023, and then they have the right to swap picks with the Clippers again in 2023 and 2025. So they got there's a lot going on in the 2020s in the draft for the Thunder going forward, but I think overall, just when I'm at face value, I'm looking at it like, damn, like that's a lot. That's a lot to give up for a guy.
Steve Ballmer went all in.
But you realize, though, it's not just for a guy. It's for two dudes, one in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, who are known as two of the best two-way players in the league. Those two were up for Defensive Player of the Year awards in the NBA awards this year. And then you also got Patrick Beverley. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, damn. When the Warriors go up against the Clippers this season, and I'm going to try and watch Steph and Klay and Steph and D'Angelo Russell try and work around that team defensively, I feel like it's going to be a hard watch sometimes, but also it's going to be a gigantic challenge for the Warriors. Gigantic.
Well, can you imagine scoring against this team is going to be tough. Two great two-way players. You mentioned Patrick Beverley as well. Yeah. You saw what the Clippers did against the Warriors. You saw what they did in the postseason, how they took the Warriors to six games. And in the beginning, obviously, you know, that was with a full squad, too.
Right.
So, you know, minus obviously Boogie. But just to see what they had done this last year without Kawhi, without Paul George, this was a good team on the rise. And now you just put them over the top as one of now they're one of the favorites to win it all with these two players. A fantastic move by the Clippers, a fantastic move by Paul George. And I think that both teams honestly won out in the end because it's from reports it looks like that Paul George did want out of OKC. And you did see them, you know, miss. You saw what happened when Kevin Durant left. They didn't get anything in return for Kevin Durant. So now they got a great haul in return. And you're right, they did. The Clippers ended up getting two players out of it because Kawhi wanted a star with him.
And I'm looking at this article, Anna, and we looked at it this morning, and I'm wondering, now, the headline of this article is saying this Kawhi Leonard conspiracy theory only heightens Lakers-Clippers intrigue, and this is from USA Today. Jeff Zilgit, I think is his name. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Sure.
Right. And then he says, he pretty much goes on to say, if you believe in a good conspiracy theory, if you want to believe in conspiracy theories, go ahead, but let me lay this out for you. And then he says the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard sabotaged the LA Lakers free agent plans by wading deep into free agency to announce Leonard's signing, making the Lakers wait while other teams signed quality free agents and leaving the Lakers with limited options by the time Leonard decided. Now, this guy on USA Today, he put that out as a conspiracy theory, and then he also goes on later on to say it's an unlikely scenario. And I'm like, isn't that the scenario that happened?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that was a conspiracy theory when they were talking about him going back to the Raptors, not even going to the Clippers, where it actually makes even more sense because that's two rival teams that are right, you know, in the same building. So, yeah, of course, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's what happened. Of course, because the Lakers had that spot open for Kawhi, and then by Kawhi holding off as long as possible, they couldn't sign anybody else that was some of these huge free agents that were available.
Man.
They had to go to the bottom of the barrel here, even though they got Danny Green.
Right.
You know,
they got DeMarcus.
They got DeMarcus.
They got Rajon Rondo
back.
Thank you,
Boogie.
I'm wondering, man, what's going to happen with that Lakers team? I mean, I wanted to get into this a little later on in the show, but I guess I'll ask this now. Are the Clippers the automatic favorite right now?
They're right there. I mean, I definitely take them over the Lakers. And what it kind of cracked me up last week when everybody kept saying the Lakers are the favorites. And don't get me wrong. Obviously, look, LeBron and Anthony Davis, two complete stars. You know, there's talk that Anthony Davis may have been one of the best players that LeBron has played with. No shade to Dwayne Wade, but that's what the narrative is right now. Is he the best player he's played with? I'm not ready to say that yet, but that's why I think I wasn't ready to jump on this whole, oh, yeah, they're the favorites no matter what. Let's slow your roll. If they got Kawhi Leonard, yes, it would have been 100% the favorites. But right now we're seeing great parity in the league with Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers. So it's going to be a fun regular season to actually watch.
I mean, all the bets going to go for either team in L.A., but you also got the Jazz who are looking pretty good, and you still got the Warriors. I'm never really going to count them out, although I don't really see them getting higher than maybe like a five seed this season. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do think they'll make the playoffs, but I do think it'll be in the lower half of the top eight. I'm looking at Kawhi Leonard, and I'm thinking this dude, he's so quiet, but he's got to be one of the most badass guys in the league just because of what he's done. 2014 stopped the LeBron and the Heat from even doing anything. This series stopped the Warriors dynasty from coming, like just from even being a thing anymore. And now this time, what's funny is when LeBron and this whole thing happened, I'm thinking about LeBron and I'm thinking back to when he said he has nothing left to prove. You remember that quote? he came. I'm going to actually have to grab that. I want to grab it at the break so I could play it back. But pretty much when he was asked about, you know, not making the playoffs the first time, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff, he basically said, I have nothing really left to prove in this league. But I think the one thing he did have left to prove with all this going on is that he has control of the NBA. Because he's got control of whichever team he goes to, and people all think that, oh, wherever LeBron's going, he could just recruit anyone to wherever he's going. But I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, damn, like, Kawhi also stopped LeBron from pretty much owning the NBA. Because if Kawhi would have gone to the Lakers, then LeBron would have just looked like the ultimate, like, apex predator of the NBA, right? But now Kawhi Leonard kind of fought back and told the Clippers, hey, you guys got to get me a superstar right now. He actually talked to Kevin Durant. Did you know that?
I did see that, he did talk to Kevin Durant before about teaming up with him. And ooh, could you imagine that? That duo right there?
I mean, but the thing is, though, it's KD's hurt for this, I mean, entire season. And I mean, think about how good Kawhi Leonard thinks he is to have him like want to come to the Clippers. I don't know if Kawhi even thought about that. But it's just like, I still want you over here despite your injury. But anyway, Kevin Durant's like, nah, I want to go play with my friends in Brooklyn and Kyrie and DeAndre because we came all buddy-buddy over in the 2016 Olympics. We're going to have fun.
We're going to hang out. We're having a good time. We're going back out east.
We're going to go out to New York and go on the town. But I'm just like wondering, like, man, is Kawhi, like, is he almost the most powerful player in the NBA right now? He's just looking like it to me.
He's a super team killer, and now he's the LeBron, I guess, the LeBron control killer, I guess, like you're saying here. And just also going to show you how many guys maybe don't want to play with LeBron. Maybe there's too much revolved around LeBron. I mean, the only one that it seems like really want. I mean, you got, you know, obviously some other players, but it seems like, you know, Anthony Davis was the only big star that wanted to join LeBron.
I think, you know, Kawhi did want to, like, I think he did have the Lakers as an option. It's not like he was planning this the entire time. I just think he was waiting on the Clippers to get whatever they could for him. And the power that these guys have. Sam Presti, when Paul George went up to him and said, hey, I'm demanding a trade, I don't think anyone expected the Clippers, for one thing. Because we heard the report that he's demanding a trade or he wants out.
They were quiet.
There were reports about that. Yeah. But that people just threw that by the wayside because they're like, he's not going to go anywhere because he's got a four-year contract and whatever. But Sam Presti's like, all right, you know what? If we get a good enough haul, which quite frankly, I think they did. I think they've set themselves up pretty well for the future. I don't know if they're going to trade away Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams and how that's going to go because those are the two biggest contracts that they got on the team right now. But I'm just like, Paul George has that much power to the point where you can go up to the guy of the Thunder, Sam Presti, and be like, hey, man, I want to trade. And Sam Presti's like, all right, fine.
Well, they didn't want to lose out. That's like I said, they did not want to lose out on not having, you know, getting anything in return for Paul George. If he was going to walk eventually, might as well. And look, at rebuilding, at you see what's going on around you. You see that Russell's not being able to bring it home for you. So might as well look at trading him. Already the reports are the Rockets, Detroit, and Miami are potential trade partners, even though I think there's a lot of issues with the Rockets trade. But they're already in the mix. There's already talks of which teams we could see Russell Westbrook going to.
There's teams that have, I mean, we're looking at the Clippers and Lakers because those are the two teams making moves right now. But I'm looking around the NBA and they've set themselves up, maybe not for this season, but in 2021 and beyond. Damn. I don't think the NBA is going to be about the offseason anymore. It's no longer going to be about that. We've kind of been in that bubble of the Warriors, and because since 2015, we haven't really cared about what other teams thought about the regular season, about what other fans think, because we're like, yeah, we're enjoying this because we're Warriors fans. We're watching this every day. But some are just like, I don't even care about the regular season because I already know who's going to win since my team doesn't have a chance. Well, right now, we're looking at teams setting themselves up in the 2020s, that decade. Woo. For the NBA, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be crazy.
And this next season, I don't know what's going to happen, but this is also the NBA right now. It's killing it. I mean, tonight we got the MLB Home Run Derby. We're going to get into that a little bit. And yesterday we had the women's national team kicking
Go
the
USA.
Crap out of Netherlands. And then just, you know,
Rapinoe
wearing clogs and all that in Netherlands.
Dutch.
I have no idea. But we'll get into all of that. We got a lot going on. We got a lot going on. And, of course, we're going to continue to talk about this trade, what it means for the rest Western Conference, what it means for the rest of the NBA, and people are weighing in on the Chilton Autobody text line. We'll get to all that next. Stephen Langford, Anna Kagaraki's in on the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kakarakis.
Anna, I'm not going to lie. There's a button that I have to press. It's supposed to hit on, and the reason for that little pregnant pause there you just heard in between breaks was because I didn't hit a button.
I was actually getting a little nervous thinking my headphones went out. I was like, why am I not hearing anything? Do I need to run another set of headphones
Just going to be transparent with you. The reason for that little bit of dead air is because I didn't hit a button, which happens a lot.
I call it dramatic effect.
Dramatic effect.
That's really what it is.
You think so? People are just waiting in their car, just waiting for what's going to happen.
I mean, we have fans everywhere. I mean, from the 757, good morning from Virginia on the Chilton Autobody text line. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning, Virginia.
Hashtag
we got
morning
fans
drive.
Of Virginia. We got fans of Costa Rica. Okay. Pre-game show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for golden mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee, meet, and greet with our product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. And Anna and I have been discussing, just in case you're getting to your car right now, the... I don't know. What's a little sporting event? Like a hot dog eating contest? We've been discussing the hot dog eating contest for the past 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, just kidding.
Not really. Shout out Joey Chestnut.
There was kind of a trade that happened on Friday night that shook the NBA and I think has a lot of implications for the future. And we'll get into all of that. And feel free to text the Chillin' Autobody text line with all your thoughts on that. We'll get to your text here. But I think we do have to mention, though, that there is another sport in baseball. And a couple of things. There's Matt Chapman. Congrats to him. He's officially going to the Home Run Derby, taking the place of Christian Yelich. And just wanted to mention, Yelich just comes out of nowhere with a back injury. The dude's on a tear with 30 home runs leading up to this season. And like, there's two other players that are doing that. And it's the first time this has happened since I think like McGuire and Sosa or something like that. But I'm just wondering, are they kind of faking these injuries? Like,
I think he wanted to do it, didn't he? I could have sworn Christian Yelich said he wanted to do the home run.
Maybe,
derby.
But we're looking at basketball right now. We're seeing all the power these guys have in free agency and demanding trades and stuff. Baseball, those guys have the power, the front office, and they're probably telling Yelich, hey, you're going to lose your stroke here if you go into the home run derby. We're going to disclose this back injury. You're going to tweet out, sorry, I really wish I could have done it, blah, 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 but we don't want you messing up your rhythm that you got going right now.
I think I read earlier that he wanted to do it, but if there was just a tinge of any bit of a back injury, I could see him saying, you know what, I'm going to back out because of the fact that I don't want to further it because it does take a lot out of you. It does change your swing a little bit. So that's right. I think this is one of those things that you do want to accomplish, but I only see them maybe doing it once, if not maybe the most twice. I think most players only do it once. It's usually a lot of younger players that are doing this just to get themselves more popular, get their names out there and everything. You know, you're going to see Chapman go up against first Vlad Guerrero Jr. So that's going to be a matchup there.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Chapman, but I'm watching Guerrero Jr. There's no way anyone else is winning this thing. That dude rakes.
That dude does rake. Like father, like son.
There was video that came out before he was even in the MLB. I think this was last year. There was video that came out of him hitting home runs off of tees.
Jeez.
Off of tees.
It's ridiculous.
350-foot fences, like. I'm sorry. I think Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to win, but I really wanted to play the sound real quick because it's from Matt Chapman, and he's talking about being in the home run derby, and I think it's a pretty cool sound.
I knew that I was on maybe a list of people that they could call if somebody was to, you know, drop out for whatever reason, and I got a text this morning from an agent asking me if I wanted to be in it, and I said yeah, and I'm excited. Seems like it'll be a fun time, and it's something that I've always kind of like, you know, dreamed of doing, and to be able to do it is you got to take advantage of it for sure.
Who's going to try to you?
My dad. So, yeah, speaking of dreams come true, that's like my dad's dream right there. So, I mean, I feel like when I was a little kid, we'd watch the Home Run Derby, and he's like, I don't think in a million years we ever thought I'd be in a Home Run Derby. But at the time, my dad was like, if you ever got to do that, I would want to throw to you. And he's already there, so my BP throw is already there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That is amazing, honestly. And, you know, you played baseball in Little League.
Yeah.
My son got to play his first official. He won T-ball the year before, played Little League this year.
Yeah.
And my husband was a coach for him. I could see that how big of a dream, how cool of a moment this is. And I know that we talk about the Home Run Derby and how it affects the swing. And, you know, it's not many players want to play it anymore or be a part of it anymore. But this is a dream come true for a lot of players. We forget how much work it takes to go into this. And you have these little kids who watch the Home Run Derby, who watch the All-Star Game, who see their heroes playing in it,
yeah,
and want to be just like them one day.
Right. And we'll see if Matt Chapman's dad can get added to that list of incredibly jacked baseball dads, because I don't know what Chapman's dad looks like, but
I don't either, actually.
Bryce Harper's dad threw to him last year, and we see how jacked that guy is. Josh Bell's dad, I don't know if he's going to throw to him, but Josh Bell's dad is absolutely jacked, and so is Marcus Stroman's. So we'll see. Those are that's the battle of the dads right there. It's actually like an ongoing thing.
I mean, is that a pivotal thing for a parent to sit there and say, oh my gosh, I'm going to throw to my son at the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. When you have a kid, one day, I have a son. I mean, honestly, I'd have my husband would probably do it. But if my son ever wanted me to do it, I would throw no problem. But I would have my husband definitely do it first, because I know that he's coached alongside him. And
that'd be
it's
cool.
Such an amazing moment.
That would be cool. And one other piece of sound that I wanted to play before we get to the basketball talk. This has actually happened in a baseball post game where Jake Arrieta beamed Todd Frazier, and then Todd Frazier kind of spoke to him and the umpire, but Todd Frazier didn't really go after him because he's terrified of him, and this is the reason why. Here's Jake Arrieta after the game.
You know, Frazier's not happy about it. He can come see me, and I'll put a dent in his skull.
All right, so we're going to get to basketball. Woo! Chilton Autobody text line.
Dang.
I'll put a dent in his skull.
I mean, just talk about vicious right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we will definitely get into baseball a little later this week because there is a lot going on. You know, Madison Bumgarner getting hurt the other day, the A's raking, then you had Longo with breaking up the no-no yesterday. So
there's a lot going on.
So there's so much to go into. We talk about Monday, so much revolving around this 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
So we got a lot to get into this week.
Chilton Autobody text line 957-95 from the 408. This free agency is just silly. Steph and LeBron are literally the only superstars left on the team they were on a month ago. Yeah, it's crazy when you just like look at where everyone went and just seeing the difference in every team. I mean, one superstar that I think for me that's moved on to a different team, and I don't even know if you can call him a superstar yet, but I think the Celtics are going to be sneaky good. I really do. With
even though Al Horford's gone, that's
even
a big loss there.
Even though Horford's gone, I still see that, and the man Aaron Baines. But even though Horford's gone, I still see, man, like when I'm looking at that lineup, I think Hayward, he's going to be second year back from that injury, and that first year is never the same. So I think he's going to get back to form. You got Kemba Walker, who isn't as good really as Kyrie Irving, but the man can shoot the three from time to time. He's a little inconsistent, but he can still shoot the three, and he's a good offensive player.
Brings less drama, too.
Brings less drama. You got Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. You got all those guys. So I think the Celtics are going to be sneaky good. But, yeah, the power that these guys have, I'm never going to wrap my head around that. Paul George literally went up to Sam Presti and just said, hey, I want to trade with the Clippers. Once Kawhi said that, hey, I want you over on this team with me. Paul George even was quoted saying that Kawhi may be quiet, but the man is a hell of a recruiter.
Seriously. he is one hell of a recruiter. Also, Jerry West.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's got a great resume when it comes to getting some stars on a team. You got Shaq with the Lakers, you got Kevin Durant with the Warriors, and now Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers.
And they could have even got KD on the Clippers if KD didn't want to play with his friends. From the 707 on the Chilton Autobody text line, Anna, I want to see if you agree with this.
Okay.
I have a hard time seeing the Clippers score the ball. Both Kawhi and George play the same position. The Lakers, I believe, won this battle on waiting for Kawhi's decision. They have more solid pieces to win a championship next season. What's your take? He or she, from the 707, thinks that the Lakers won this battle because they're set up way more for the future.
It's going to be an interesting mix to see, but I think that, look, in all honesty, defense wins championships. And we've seen what Kawhi Leonard can do. And I think Paul George was like, I think he was the second leading scorer on the team. He was pretty impressive scoring last year.
Yeah.
So he wasn't light on scoring. So I think that you have two stars who are great two-way players. I still favor the Clippers.
We're looking at LeBron James, too, and the guy's 35.
Yeah.
it's like how much longer can he really keep up his LeBron style of play?
And coming off his first big injury, really.
And you're looking at the Clippers and you're thinking, damn, like I think they're pretty well set up for the future going forward. I mean, maybe they don't really have any draft picks, but at least they still got Patrick Beverley locked up for three more years. And Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are both in their primes right now.
Williams.
They're going to continue to hope to develop Ivica Zubac, who did not perform against the Warriors at all in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, was benched by Doc Rivers, but no one really took any notice of him. But they're going to hope to develop him after. I mean, I think he's still a restricted free agent, maybe. I think. He was a restricted free agent at some point, so they still got to extend like a qualifying offer to him, even though no one wanted to match it. So we'll see how they go. But but in terms of the Clippers not being able to score, I mean, can you really say that when you're looking at Paul George and Kawhi Leonard?
No.
It's not. I think it's very tough to say, they're going to have a hard time scoring just because they're playing the same position. It's positionless basketball nowadays in the NBA.
And from the 408 on the Chill Not a Body text line, this is echoing what we said in the first segment. Kawhi and PG joins a team that brought the Warriors fully healthy to six games. How is this close? Yeah, they've had a great, strong foundation. Doc Rivers is you've seen what he did with a team that wasn't expected to make the playoffs and ended up really competing well against the Warriors. A fully healthy Warriors minus Boogie, obviously, but to see what they did last year and you're adding these pieces, I think that just goes to show you that they are the favorites.
And from the 510 on the Chilled Not a Body text line, what does it mean that the Warriors get a trade exception from the Memphis Grizzlies for equal dollar trade? That means they'll have like $17 million in room just because that's what Andre's contract was worth. But that won't come into effect until a year later from when that trade was official, which I believe was on the 5th. And because of the hard cap, it doesn't make any difference, and they can't use it till next season.
So that could potentially bring in a really good player this next season for the Warriors. So, you know, you see what you have right now with D'Angelo Russell. You're going to have Klay Thompson back next year.
Yeah.
So you're getting yourself set up for a nice, you know, taking a little bit of an easier time this year.
Yeah.
And seeing how it goes. But next year, looking like it's potential for a good setup.
And from the 707, again, the Clippers have no answer for AD. I think the Lakers are going to be a favorite. It will come out of the West. The Clippers, when you got Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, two of some of the best defending forwards in the league, you might have an answer for AD. I mean, no one has an answer for Anthony Davis. The dude is crazy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's just going to be the difference maker. It's just, it also comes down to whether the bench performs as well. Like we've known that it's not just going to come down to the top two or three players. It's going to come down to the entire team and whether they can keep it up. Like, they're won in the closing ends of the quarters. That's when these playoff games are won. The last 4 minutes of every quarter, the first eight, like that's where the leads are gotten and whatever. But like in the last 4 minutes or so, that's when you can see points just swing. And so that's when these bench players got into play and their role players come into play. And the Lakers, they do have Kyle Kuzma coming off the bench. I think they're looking to start Danny Green and then have Kyle Kuzma coming off the bench. But that dude's hanging out with Kendall Jenner. You seen that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And we are looking at what? The 925 on the Chill Nobody text line. I want to get into this next. Warriors versus Clippers and Lakers will now be the best rivals in sports. And also from the 209, Zubat's already signed to a 3-year deal. Excellent. The last time I saw he was a restricted free agent, but obviously free agency ended on July 6th. So maybe
there's a lot of movement around the NBA this season.
Yeah.
Honest to God truth, I was just shocked to see how many notifications. Woj and Shams got their money's worth this last week.
They've been unbelievable. Woo! We'll continue to discuss the Western Conference. What does it mean? We'll get to the betting odds and who's the favorite to win the NBA Finals. All that coming up next. Stephen Langford, Anna Kagalaki's in on the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kagadakis.
Stephen Langford, Anna Kagadakis in on the pregame show with you as the pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. And we are going to continue to discuss the Western Conference as a great text from the 916 here came in on the Chilton Autobody text line. Kings fan here. Wow, that sounded awkward. Kings fan here. How ridiculous is it that the Kings have to play 12 games against the Dubs, Lakers, and Clippers? Give us a break.
You are an up-and-coming team, but it's not looking too hot for you there in Sacramento. Sacktown.
Yeah. Hopefully. Sorry, Kings fan, but, I mean, just going to have to watch greatness play against your team.
All around you.
I guess.
You just feel a little choked there, a little suffocating around you. By the way, from the 916, another one. Traveling will be rough if LA versus LA in the Western Conference Championship.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah,
going to
really?
Need some load management there, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know that I-5. Whew, it's a monster.
I mean, it's a 405, isn't it?
Is it 405 there?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably down there 405.
Would they, if they were to travel just from the, if they were to drive from the Bay Area to LA, would they take Interstate 5? If they were just to drive?
Oh, God.
Yikes.
God, that's a trek.
Remember, yeah. Remember when you went down to Disneyland a little while ago and your son said he was really excited for the drive because of all the scenery?
Yeah, I'm like, there's not much there. Let's go through the moo and go check out the cows. Love you, Lo.
Oh, man. That made me laugh. We're going to get to the NBA Finals odds that were released from Vegas after all the shenanigans that happened on the 5th of July of 2019. But, Anna, there were a couple of Warrior notes to come into play. Well, I guess one of them's not really a Warrior note. It's more of a Nets note now. But Andre Iguodala will have his number retired. Number 9 will no longer be worn by anyone.
Or Timberwolves, you mean. But yes.
Sorry, what?
You said Nets earlier. I was like, wait, no, Nets. That's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Andre Iguodala?
Yeah.
Yeah. Andre Iguodala with the Timberwolves.
Oh, my bad.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. You're forgiven. But yeah, that was a good move. Honestly, good move by Joe Lacob.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, you know how important Andre Iguodala has been to this championship run, NBA Finals MVP 2015. And he was a key cog in this whole thing. And he was there the entire time. Kevin Durant, no matter what everybody says, you know, everyone calls him the journeyman. He was there, you know, for two championships.
Yeah.
We thank him for his time here. But Andre Iguodala has been a pivotal piece to this team.
Well, Mark Spears came on the other day. And they asked about jersey retirements and asked him kind of what his qualification for it was. And he looked at Kevin Durant and he just said, two-time MVP, two-time finals MVP,
mm-hmm.
two-time finals MVP. How many Warriors have been two-time finals MVPs in the past? It's like Kevin Durant, you know, he's the only one. So
at the end of the day, do you think the whole Hamptons 5 jersey, will all of their jerseys will be retired?
It's looking that way. It's looking that way now.
How do you say no?
It's looking that way now, and Andre Iguodala, his jersey will be retired. And did you say Timberwolves?
Did I say Timberwolves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. My God, every time. I told you, I always mix them up. Single time.
I need to listen better, because the chilled out of body text side is just covered in Grizzlies, Memphis, Grizzlies, Memphis,
Minnesota, the M that always... Every single time. Those are the two teams.
All right. So we're looking at the NBA Finals odds now. And as we're looking for the Western Conference, they put the Clippers just a hair over the LA Lakers. The LA Lakers now are 4-1 favorites, while the Clippers are 11-4 favorites. If you're looking at Finals odds and want to do the math, that's just a squidge higher than the Lakers right now. Then the Warriors right now are 10-1, while the Jazz right now are 14-1. And I think
that's actually shocking.
I mean, what is that? You got to bet 100 in order to win 1400 or something like that.
I'm terrible.
Not a big betting guy, but I do know that those are good odds if you're looking at the Utah Jazz. I think they're a sleeper team possibly.
I agree.
We're looking at the Clippers and the Lakers, right? But we also got to just remember the fact that injuries can happen and things can change if injuries do happen, as we've seen with the Warriors. The Warriors are 10-1 right now. That's actually very good odds if you're looking at the Warriors, because things could shake up in the league.
It can. I think it's also just a championship pedigree that the Warriors have. And even though Kevin Durant's gone, you still have Steph Curry, Draymond Green.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of holding on to, if somehow Klay Thompson can make it back in time, I don't think he'll be quite the Klay Thompson that we know and love at that point yet. I think it's going to take a little bit longer for the healing process.
Yeah.
But you never know how much of a factor can he play in the playoffs. We'll see what D'Lo could bring to this team. There could be some moves that this team makes that could potentially put them over the top. But I wouldn't say I'd be like, yeah, bet, you know, bet everything on the Warriors this year. I'm not saying that. I would probably think the smart money would be towards the Jazz.
Yeah, and the Bucks right now, they're 4-1, by the way. You saw what happened
His brother, Thanasi.
They're nervous. The Bucks are nervous.
I thought you were talking about his brother coming in.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
And I'm saying they're nervous that Giannis, I mean, they're nervous about him possibly going to join another. They're seeing all the superstar movement. They're seeing all of it, and they are so afraid of Giannis going up and be like, hey, I got an opportunity to play with Steph Curry. I want to leave. So right now they're going to sign his older brother and keep him there. Hopefully that'll keep him around with the Bucks, but that's just a straight safety move to keep his brother there.
That's actually a great move. No, you're right. I think you're right, because you saw that Kevin Durant wanted to go play with his friend Kyrie Irving. What closer relationship is there than bringing a brother on the team?
Right.
You know, so it's like, hey, you know what? Let's bring your brother in. You want to have a good time here? Want to have a good, some good chemistry, good relationships? We'll do what you want.
Right.
So if there's anybody who's getting a lot of power now on their team, that's got to be Yanni.
Yanni?
Yeah. I mean, it's such a weird thing. It's a weird thing. All my friends that are named Yanni, you refer to them as Yanni. Not Yanis as much. It's more when you're talking about them, you say Yanis. But when you talk to them, it's Yanni.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. So whenever I kind of refer to him, you know, whenever I talk to a friend that's named Yanni, I call him Yanni.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'll take that into account next time.
So if you talk to him.
All right. If I ever talk to Giannis, then I'll call him Yanni.
Yes.
Not Laurel.
Not Laurel. No. No Laurel.
All right. And the Rockets are 15-1, while the Nets are 20-1. I mean, the Rockets are 15-1. It feels like, man, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about the Rockets, and we've talked about them, and you're getting texts on the Chilled Notabody text line saying the Rockets are done. And then you're getting all these guys in the NBA saying the Rockets are still going to be around, and that's simply because of James Harden and Chris Paul. Even though all this turmoil happened and we're seeing all this dysfunction, PJ Tucker even coming out and kind of subtly saying, yeah, we don't have to get along. We just got to be able to play together and win together. Like, I'm thinking, man, and the Rockets right now, if they're 15-1 odds to win the championship, I'm like, man, they're probably going to be better than I thought.
Well, how many moving parts did they have on that team?
I mean,
they were talking about trading Eric Gordon, PJ Tucker, and they didn't trade him.
Right.
And they were talking about trading CP3, didn't trade him.
It's one of the few that kept their core now.
This is a team that, you know, has made the Western Conference Finals the year before. They took the Warriors to 6 games, even though they just could not get past that mental block of the Warriors.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show you that, you know, it's just the chemistry issues could be an issue, but they didn't make enough. They didn't make any big changes. So this could be the same team that this is their year, in all honesty. If they're going to ever have a chance, this is their only year to even try without the, well, no, maybe not. I take it back because now Kawhi's there. Never mind. I don't even think, you know what? I have no faith in the Rockets. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not exactly set up for success now that these two teams in LA.
I said it out loud and I didn't like it. As soon as I said it, I was like, nope, sorry. Happening.
Man, these two teams in LA though. Oof. Like this rivalry, I mean, this is gonna go down as one of the, I mean, when we're watching these two teams play, is there going to be any more of an anticipated matchup than Clippers versus Lakers?
Oh, that's going to be a fun one.
I don't think so.
No, that's the one you watch this year.
What's been the one matchup we've just wanted to watch for the Warriors right now? And that's just literally any team LeBron's on.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for Christmas Day for them to play the Cavs. We're waiting for Christmas Day for them to play the Lakers. And now we're just waiting to watch Lakers Clippers. Man, I mean, I feel sort of bad for people on the East Coast who are going to have to watch these things that start at 10 o'clock at night. Sorry, Virginia.
We do love you.
We do love you on the Chilled Notabody text line, Virginia.
They're waiting for next year when Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are playing together. Now, obviously, you know, you still have Kyrie Irving with the Nets, so you're going to have they have some good pieces there on that team. They made some noise last year, so they're going to have something fun to watch there. Did you also see the report that one of the other teams potentially in pursuit of Russell Westbrook was the Knicks? Could you imagine that rivalry going back and forth, Knicks and Nets? Russell Westbrook against Kevin Durant.
He's one of the few guys, Russell Westbrook, that really, like, just openly despises the media.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he goes to New York and they're asking him questions, he's going to just, like, destroy them probably. He's not even going to do interviews if he would go to the Knicks. But Russell Westbrook on the Knicks, I mean, who knows what the Knicks will look like? RJ Barrett, I've watched a little bit of him in summer league when I've been really bored and a loner, and he's like, he's pretty damn good. And you're looking at Zion Williamson, and it's sad. From the 925 on the Chilled Notabody text line, Pelicans versus Lakers will be good. It will be great just to watch Zion against anyone. Zion's going to be a great watch, but
they're young. That's a young team.
But the one thing that came out, not a lot of people watch summer league, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the one video that came out is Zion Williamson taking the ball from Kevin Knox and just snatching it away from like candy from a baby and going in for the dunk. But what they didn't see beforehand is Kevin Knox also blocking Zion's shot and then going back and then shooting a three right in his face. Ooh. So we're going to see a lot of that. Zion with the big plays, and we're going to see a lot of videos of that because not a lot of people are going to watch Pelicans games. But they're going to.
They might this year, though, with Zion. Well, Zion's a must-see watch. I think you're going to get a lot more people watching the Pelicans because of him, though.
I'll go out of my way to watch the Pelicans now. I'm saying the majority of people that aren't going to watch him, though, I'm still going to say a majority of people aren't going to be watching Pelicans basketball all that much. But a majority are just going to see videos of him with crazy, amazing plays. Yeah. And they're not going to see what happens in the rest of the game because that's what we do now with social media culture is we pay attention to one thing and don't even focus on what happened for the rest of the game. So that is going to be interesting, though.
You're right. You're going to be looking at 95.7 The Game's Twitter account and seeing these great, you know, these random plays or wherever notification you get it from. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, man, this guy's a star. This guy's a star. But you're right. How many shots did he miss that night? You're only seeing one. So all of a sudden you have everybody who thinks they know what they're talking about by watching one play.
Yeah.
They say, oh, this guy's the newest star.
So I'm looking at one guy also, Anna, and I don't know if I feel like he's being, I mean, are we going to feel like he's undervalued right now? And I'm talking about one DeMarcus Cousins who's going to the Lakers on a 1-year deal and he only got the veteran minimum. The dude was meant to get like a big contract after going to the Warriors.
He was expecting 20 mil. He fired his agent during the free agency process.
Like, I mean, is there going to be we talk about outlier contracts and stuff like that. In the NFL, we're looking at Kyle Juszczyk, who for his position and what he does, the Niners got him for relatively cheap. Are we going to be looking at Cousins like that? Or has he just kind of passed that? Are we like, because the reason Cousins got injured was because he was playing like a guard and diving for the ball and doing whatever big guys his age aren't really even supposed to do.
Yeah.
So it's like when we're watching Cousins, I mean, is he going to have to regress a little bit and I mean, not put as much effort in just so he can really restrain from injury? Like that's what I feel terrible for him for, because he's been in the league for so long and he's got the ability to do so many things. But it seems like now his body just can't keep up with it. And you know what? Maybe playing on the Lakers back with his friend Anthony Davis, who we played with on the Pelicans, who he seemed to get along with pretty well. They just didn't have much of a team around them too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if this is going to be a resurgence for him. And I mean, are we going to see him in the Lakers? Does he put them kind of over the top? Is he like undervalued?
I think he'll be helpful. I think he's going to be a big help there. He won't be a huge help because he's not going to be the Boogie Cousins of old. He's not the same Boogie before the Achilles injury.
Yeah,
definitely. You see how much of a toll it takes to go through an injury like that. And then he did. You know, he went through a major year where he was on a championship team, contending team, you know, went to the NBA Finals. The guy was not supposed to play again in the NBA Finals after after his injury. So, and then he ended up getting back. He ended up coming back and playing, but he's a huge guy.
Right.
He's huge. It's not like Kevin Durant, who, you know, he's a thinner guy. He was the Slim Reaper. He's tall, but he's thin.
Yeah.
So your body heals in different ways, and when you have that much weight on you, it's a lot longer, I think, of a healing process. It's a lot more.
Yeah, and we'll see how he does it going forward. I don't think he's going to be diving for balls out of bounds anymore, going to be doing all that sort of stuff. But
and JaVale McGee apparently is looking like to be the starting center for the Lakers.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that was a report from the weekend.
I guess he knows the system, and we'll see how Frank Vogel handles all of this.
That's right.
Old Frank.
I know, I forgot the Frank Vogel.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, you forget that Luke Walton's now with the Kings and that he's no longer with the team anymore. So we'll see how they mesh. I can't get over Kawhi Leonard, though, and what he did to the Lakers. I don't care what anyone says. This is the opportunity that was given to him, and he took it. I mean, in the end, for me, I'm looking at it like he stuck it to the Lakers.
Yeah.
He's just like, look, I had a chance to play with you guys, but I also want to play on this other team. Where, like, it's a question of whether he wanted to be, I don't know, necessarily, because he's a quiet guy, right? Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard, by all accounts, we think he's just this dude who likes to lay low and kind of just like and be out of the spotlight. So it's like the Lakers were an obvious choice for him so that he'd be the number three dude. and then he'd go there no matter what, even if the Clippers would get him another superstar, because he doesn't want to be the number one guy on the Clippers. I mean, I'm thinking the opposite now. We've seen the reaction that people gave when he won Finals MVP in 2014, knocking down LeBron and the Heat. Now, granted, he had other help, but he was the spotlight. He's a 22-year-old Kawhi Leonard. He's a future of the NBA. And now with the Raptors, he kind of got that spotlight back after all that stuff happened with the Spurs. Man, I think the dude enjoys being in the spotlight. As much as we don't give him credit, maybe, but I think he enjoys being that number one dude and being like the reason that this team wins.
I think he likes it, but at the same time, he doesn't go crazy with the social media stuff. He doesn't crave that extra attention. He likes being known as like the super team killer, as somebody who he's a star. He likes being known for his abilities on the court.
Right.
But he doesn't want everything else that surrounds it. So that's the kind of take I get from watching him and what he's been doing, you know, just off season and everything. And, you know, that 1 year with the Spurs, that was the only time really that he had really negative attention. As if you wipe out that year with the injury with the Spurs, I mean, he's a pretty likable guy.
Right.
Think about it, right? I didn't have anything negative to say against him in the NBA Finals. How many times was it when the Warriors are playing the Cavaliers, they go up against LeBron, and you're sitting there thinking, oh, I can't stand LeBron. Oh, I just want to beat LeBron. How many people were saying, oh, I want to beat Kawhi? You didn't hear that.
No, not at all. And now, I mean, it, in the future, it's probably going to be that way. I mean, the dude signed with New Balance.
Yeah, I love it.
Which is just, it's not Adidas, it's not Nike, it's not Under Armour, it's New Balance. It's like we're all thinking the guy doesn't – maybe being in the spotlight's the wrong way to put it. I just don't think he has a problem with being that number one guy. And quite frankly, I think that even if he went to the Lakers and he'd be the number three dude behind LeBron and Anthony Davis, who'd probably be making the media rounds and getting all the attention. I mean, I still think for me, I think being the number three dude on the Lakers and being all the attention that's going to surround LeBron and Anthony Davis, I mean, I even think the number three guy would get – more attention than the number one guy on the Clippers.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, they were talking about if Kawhi was going to go join the Lakers, how, 73, that's easy to beat. They were talking about that number. So that was, you know, the media, everybody talking about that idea. So there was a lot going, if he were to join the Lakers, there was a lot of different narratives and storylines already facing him. It's like, did he really want to go through that? I mean, the guy announced that he's going to the Clippers the same night that there was a 7.1 earthquake in Ridgecrest. It was at night, 10 o'clock at night, that all of a sudden we get the report. So it was on a Friday night. So you had the Friday night news dump.
Right.
It wasn't a peak time that people were looking for the story. So that's the type of guy he is.
You know, as I'm starting to think about these teams in L.A. and all this going around in the Western Conference, this is kind of great for the Chase Center, or for Chase Center, rather, not the Chase Center. We don't call it the Chase Center. Just because when they play the Lakers or they play the Clippers, people are going to be flocking for tickets. Like, no matter how expensive they are, whatever the price is, when the Clippers and the Lakers are coming to town, that's going to be a hot ticket right there. And that's good for Chase Center coming in, even though, I mean, they probably don't need any help just because it's a new arena and people are interested in what it's going to look like.
You still got Steph and Dre.
Right. You still got all that. But I also think that bringing in the Clippers and the Lakers and seeing them too and having them face the Warriors, the allure of that, I think that can only be a positive for Chase Center. So I think at least Warriors ownership and all that from the top up are looking at this as a positive, even though their team is kind of down right now. It's not looking like the Warriors are going to be favorites to win the finals anymore, at least for this year.
Right.
It doesn't look like that. So I think if they're trying to find a silver lining in all this, they're like, yep, that's going to bring a lot of just not even Warrior fans, just other Clipper, Laker fans, LA fans, whatever. It's going to bring them to this new arena and kind of get them acclimated to the whole thing.
When was the last time that you were excited about the NBA regular season? For me, when I think about it offhand, the first time was the first year Kevin Durant joined the Warriors because I wanted to see how that was going to work. After that, it felt like, okay, well, they won that easily, so now let's just go straight to the finals. But really, this is a season that you're excited to see what this league's going to bring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be sitting there and watching the Suns on the schedule and seeing them next up and being like, oh, yeah, I'm really excited to watch that. Like, that last year, that's kind of how I was. I was really sarcastic about it. Like, okay, what's the point of really even watching this? Besides the fact that it's our job. But now this year, I'm like, okay, I'm watching it with a little more intrigue just because of what's going on. But the Lakers, though, the Lakers is going to be, for me, is going to be the biggest. Like, watching the Clippers, there was always this sort of, like, you know what? They're young, but they're scrappy, and they also got Lou Williams, and they got Patrick Beverley. I kind of would look forward to watching the Clippers. The Lakers were just imploding, so this year is just like, what's the point of even watching them later on in the season, especially in the second half? But now it's just like when the Lakers got those guys, when they got DeMarcus, Quinn Cook.
Yeah, Quinn Cook also. I mean, and sad, his dad had passed away also this last weekend, too. Damn. So really, it just, you know, a heart goes out to him as well, going through such a tough time, too, right now. But, you know, just looking at the team. So if you had, say, I don't know how the schedule is going to lay out, but if you're going to watch, you know, the Lakers or the Clippers, they happen to both be playing the same time that first night.
If I had to choose between one, that's a good question. Oh, I mean, I think I might. If I had to choose between one or between the two, I'm probably going Lakers.
I think there's more intrigue.
Yeah.
With the Lakers.
Yeah. If the first game of the season and it's the Lakers or the Clippers, you got to watch one facing their respective teams. Yeah, I'd probably watch the Lakers over the Clippers.
I'm with you, honestly, because I think I don't know how this is going to work out. I'm intrigued to see how they're going to mesh together. I feel like the Clippers will naturally work. That's how I kind of feel like. I think that will naturally work.
With Doc Rivers at the helm, too, he's a really good coach. So we have no idea what's going to happen. Ryan Hollins is going to be joining Covey Low and Dibs at 8:30. George Sedano of ESPN LA, he's going to join them at 9:05, get all the details. And then Gary St. Jean at 9:30, he'll have some fantastic words to say about Andre Iguodala. My gosh.
Iguodala.
Stephen Langford, Anna Kakanakis, in on the pregame show. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody, from 5 to 6.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.